Hello, everyone. Welcome to another 1v1 coaching podcast. Today, we're going to talk about motivation and the question of, are your kids having fun? Very, very important. Sometimes we overlook the importance of the kids having fun. However, that's so, so critical to one, their development, two, your well-being, three, their sanity, four, just their longevity in the sport. If they're going to continue to play soccer, it's so, so important. So if your kids aren't having fun, so, so important to get out at that as soon as possible. Address it as soon as possible with the child. Ask them questions. Interact with the coach. Try and figure out ways to get the kids motivated and having fun again. And I'm going to share a quick story with you. And again, I'm from Jamaica, so it was a different time, different culture. So I'm not recommending this to anybody. I'm not recommending anybody to do this. All I'm saying is this is what I went through. So I used to coach with a guy called, let's say they call him an animal name. So the guy with the animal name, and I'm trying to be as transparent, but I still want to protect the privacy of others. So my fellow Jamaicans will probably know who this person is, but he used to coach us when we were very, very young. And he used to coach us at our primary school at the time, which is our middle school, equivalent to middle school here in America. And let's give the guy a name. His name is George, right? So George, very, very good guy, very, very intelligent coach. He understands, he knows the game very well. And he's also a good coach. But the downside is his motivational tactics were left a lot to be desired. Let's say that. We're going to be respectful to George, even though his approach was very, very wrong. So what we used to work on passing, control, hitting balls against the post. The kids must know this. When I have the kids dribble or do any type of exercise, I'm always having them hit a cone. I actually got that from George, where you have to hit a target. Whatever you're doing, jumping, heading, running, when you get up, it's important to try and hit a target. And that kind of helps the kids to work on their accuracy. However, so we were working on this approach one day with George. We were trying to hit posts at the time, the goalposts. We were dribbling and then trying to hit the goalposts. And it just so happens that we weren't doing so well. And again, we are middle schoolers. And George is a very, very good salesman. He actually went to the parents before and kind of talked to the parents and got their approval. And you're not going to believe this. Yes, the approval to give us a nice slap in the middle of our hand with a whip every time we miss. And of course, no kid wanted that. We want to hit this target, right? The carrot and stick type thing, but obviously with force in this case. So we would go through dribble, try and hit the post. But every time we miss, we have to go up to George. And George will get that piece of whip and just hit you in your hand middle just to remind you, hey, you need to hit that target. And I must say that it was just dreadful. It was a dreadful experience for me. I'm not left with any visible scars. Psychological scars, maybe when I was, you know, I would say 16 or in that age range, I had to kind of, you know, grow out of some of the experience I had during that time. But we actually got spanked if we didn't hit the target. And while, yes, that was really, really negative, the issue was that we weren't having fun. You know, what we were doing, the atmosphere in which we were doing things, it was just not fun. And the moral of the story is not that, you know, coaches should start hitting kids to motivate them. That's not a good way, I don't think. The coaches, whoever you work with, whichever team, coaches have to find ways to motivate the kids. It's a responsibility of the coach, in my opinion. And also the parents need to, you know, help the kids to get to that place where they're fully motivated and having fun. So it's motivation and having fun. Very, very critical for, again, as we mentioned, the well-being and the tenure of the kid within the sport. You don't want the kid to just, you know, just get up and say, okay, I'm not playing soccer because I'm not having fun. The coach is yelling at me or whatever the case may be. We have to find a balance. We have to find a balance to help the kid to massage their mind and their little brains into getting to a point where they are having fun. They're competing. They're working hard. Those three things are very, very important. So I implore you, parents, if the kids aren't having fun, as usual, try and address it, ask questions, look at ways you can help the child with getting to that place that they're having fun. Of course, George's methods wasn't good. He achieved some really good results, yes. But what ultimately happened, he had a lot of defectors. You know, a lot of kids just, you know, never turned up to the program anymore because kids were afraid of getting hit. Yes, he got us to the point. We were very, very accurate. We weren't missing. After you get, you know, two or three hits in your hand with that whip. However, but while he achieved his goal, he actually just disrupted the future of so many kids. So I don't think that's a good method. However, finding a way how to motivate the kids, how to make sure they're having fun is very, very important. So I implore you, if that's not happening for your child within your camp or within your 1v1 coaching or on your team, it's very, very important to find a way to get the kid to a place where they're having fun and they're motivated. And my thing is sometimes, you know, most parents look at say, okay, probably I need to change the environment. Maybe you may have to change the environment, but most of the time it just takes having conversations with the coach, with the administrators or whoever is in charge, right? Kid is not having fun. And it could be a case where the kid is bored out of his mind. Let's say that. Right? The coach is not really a motivational guy. He's just focused on getting the results, which is fine too. Okay, we have to come up with an idea. How am I going to help the child as a parent? Yes, you might say, okay, but I'm already playing for soccer. Why do I have to do motivation and making sure they're having fun? It's just a part of the process to me. It doesn't matter who is doing it at the end of the day. I still do think it's a responsibility of the coach, but also very, very important for the parent, because you're going to have a sour face looking child after every practice, every game, and you don't want that, right? Kid is just going to get up and say, okay, I don't want to play soccer. And also if you go into lacrosse and it's the same thing that may be happening, kid's going to say the same thing. Oh, I don't want to play. Or softball or anything else. So I think motivation for kids is, you know, very important for any sport, right? Any sport, and not just sport, school. Because for us, as working adults, as parents, we go through the same thing as well. If you're at work and you're doing a task but you're not really excited about, it's very, very hard to gain productivity within that task and work efficiently. So I think that is so, so important to have that motivational anecdote for the kid so that they can be motivated, they can be ready to go on day one, day two, day three. So for me as a coach, I always try to get to that place, motivation and having fun. Without that, kids are not gonna progress. It's just so hard to get the best out of them. And I've gotten so much feedback from the parents about the kids having fun. With that said, you as a coach, I have to strike a balance. Yes, you have fun, but are the kids working hard and progressing? It's very, very important for me. So I try to find that balance to mold their minds into all those things, having fun, making sure we're progressing and working hard. So it's a very, very important piece, something you could talk with your kids about. We just have to ask the questions and address these things that sometimes we don't like to address, which is fine. I understand that it's uncomfortable, but We have to talk about it. We have to talk about it. This is about our kids, and we have to protect their mind. That's what we are responsible for as coaches and as parents, protect the kids' mind. So let's keep them motivated. Let's keep them having fun. Of course, I'm sure you're not going to run into any Georges that's going to give them a nice little slap in the middle of their hand because they're not performing. Hopefully, you don't find a George like that. But nevertheless, that motivation doesn't work at all. It leaves emotional and physical scars that you don't want the kids to be exposed to, obviously. And of course, you have other things other than whips. Yelling or beating down a kid or whatever the case may be can also create that emotional disconnect between the child, the parent, and the coach. So it's not just hitting a child. We have to look at all different directions here. And maybe they may be in a rough environment, but yet still they're progressing. But you also have to look about the long-term well-being of the child. This year, I hear everybody talking about, you know, well-being and mindset of the athletes, you know, who are performing. Tennis athletes were a big proponent of this. I think Serena Williams and a couple others, I don't remember the other young lady's name, but she was talking about the well-being of athletes, and she actually didn't go to a couple of our press conference as a result. Again, it's important. The well-being of the athletes is so, so important. The mindset, their emotional space per se is very, very important. And it goes the same direction for the kids as well. So we have to help them make sure they're in the right mindset, the right frame of mind to go after it, work hard, and have fun. All right. Thank you so much for listening to another coaching podcast. We're absolutely looking forward to the next one. Thank you so much. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.